to that saxophone, my girl.
To ask, people watching this are probably wondering, as we all are, how do we get to the point where the United States of America has to airlift baby formula from another country in order to feed its children?
Through the fire. Thomas Paine podcast on a Monday after a crazy weekend of news. They really let these things a lot of times go into Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and then they release a lot of different things when you're not paying attention. But we see them releasing many different things when you're not paying attention or when you're spellbound with other things. Like, I guess we could call it monkey business. As we let off a little shock the monkey. What are we going to start off with on a Monday? Oh, boy, I don't know. What can we do here? So many monkey-related songs. Of course, you're supposed to pay attention to this. Monkey business. And this criminal drudge, this sellout, this poser, he's got it splattered, emphasis on the word splattered, all over his front page. Monkeypox spotted in Florida, spreading through sex? Question mark. Outbreak explodes.
I'm a bleep 15 at monkey. All my friends are junkies. That's not really true. I'm a cold Italian pizza. I could use a lemon squeezer. What'd you do? Well, I've been bitten. I've been tossed around every she-rat in this town.
That's got to be Mick Taylor, right? I mean, I don't know. The Young Bucks here, they know all about who's playing guitar on what album and stuff for the Stones. But that sounds like Mick Taylor to me, man. I mean, he stands out. I think in a large portion, he made that band. But anyhow, let's talk about this other band. A band of criminals and a band of gypsies. No disrespect to Jimi Hendrix. The name of his last band before he passed away. A band of gypsies, a band of criminals, and, you know, let's go back to, I think it was March 2020. Remember when all this started? February, March 2020, with Corona Con, the scam-demic, the swindle-demic, etc. And the same crowd is ginning it up. You know, I told you folks in the last 2 weeks, especially the folks on Pain.tv, that they had something planned around the third week of June to get things rolling about the third week of June, or they were going to go at the second or third week of September of this year, or both. Okay, people say, well, how do you know that? Well, this is just what we hear from a number of different people, and we isolate a number of different telltale signs and tea leaves, etc. And well, it would appear that they're right on schedule. Of course, they're meeting in Davos today and how to further screw you. But when all this scamdemic stuff was going on, okay, in March 2020, we were spellbound with the end of the world, with how we were all going to die the first time. I don't know how many times they've tried to sell that, about 20 times now. You're going to die every time this criminal from Pfizer opens up his fucking mouth. We're all going to die. The veterinarian, Borla, and fucking Boris Karloff of Big Pharma. We're all going to die, right? I'm still fucking here. I didn't line up for any jabs. I feel pretty goddamn good. You folks who got your jabs, are you confident about your health? I don't fucking think so. I don't think so. I got people I've known for a long time who even talk to me anymore because they think I'm nuts. Oh, yeah? Some of those guys are sick. They still can't put the fucking two and two together. You know what you guys are?
I'm a monkey. I'm a monkey.
As are fucking monkeys. You can't do simple addition, subtraction, etc. I mean, and people are offended by what I say. Okay. I'm fucking offended by people who are criminals trying to con me and my family member into harming each other and ourselves and our loved ones. That's what I'm offended by. And I'm also offended by the stupidity of the fucking people in this country, the stupid motherfuckers in this country. You know, Darwin was right. I mean, we're going to see how this plays out, plain and simple. But the reason I bring up what we're talking about, around March 2020, when you were all distracted, here's what they were doing. They had another simulation, all the same assholes, Gates and Fauci and all these criminals, right? And we're going to get into that in a minute. About a monkeypox outbreak, about a summer flu, right? So as they rolled out this other scheme, and do you still believe it wasn't a scheme? I think you're probably listening to the wrong. You better go fucking get on the New York Times podcast. You're on the wrong podcast. While they were rolling that one out that they had planned years earlier, they were planning this one that's coming up. And what, you don't, I don't believe in coincidences. Smart people and good detectives don't believe in happenstance. There's no such thing. So when these clowns all meet together today in Davos, the same idiots, criminals. I mean, we could gutter snipes. Human scum is what they are. I've called them subhuman. When they meet in Davos today to all congratulate each other for fucking us and stealing more of our money as they fly in their private jets and then bitch about carbon footprints. That's a whole nother joke, right? It's all a joke. They're laughing at us. They were rolling out this in 2020. This is a videotape they put together from their fake news network doing a simulation. It's called GNN. I guess that stands for Ginned Up News. This was part of the simulation. We found that this weekend, we worked a good portion of the weekend for you folks to think, what do you guys do on the weekend? You take it easy? I hate to break the news to you folks, but as things have ramped up the last 2 years, we don't really get much time off. Yeah, and you can ask VM and Bronco when we were on the road. They're like, man, you fucking guys work all the time. When are we going to go out and have some fun? I said, well, you guys can go out and have fun. This is my job. So they rolled this thing out, and we're going to talk about that a little bit to help you understand the infrastructure of a scheme. And we've been doing that on Hotwire for at least a month now. We have another hot wire coming tonight. We will divulge and unveil further Department of Homeland Security documents, which again prove the COVID-19 scheme. We're going to stay on this, right? It's the story of a lifetime. If you're a reporter or you have, I see these clowns on YouTube and these clowns on Fox and these clowns. I mean, I, you know, if you haven't figured it out, I think most of the people in the media are clowns. There are some good folks in independent media, but it's like hit or miss. The YouTube crowd is, forget about it. You can't say anything of significance and stay on YouTube. I see like Russell Brand on YouTube, right? He's got millions of people. You don't think he's protected? You don't think that he's spewing and spouting a certain ideological viewpoint where he's allowed to do this and be protected because he's all about one world government? He's all about hanging out with Klaus Schwab and all these folks. So, yeah, does he say some things that make sense? Yeah, sure. But he's not breaking any news. He's just analyzing some other things, and then he peppers in a little World Economic Forum nonsense here, a little UN bullshit there. And before you know it, he's planting seeds. No one is that's a dangerous journalism project or someone who's a journalist who's trying to tell the truth, they don't stay on YouTube. So I get a kick. I get a kick out of these people. Mostly because a lot of them are making money. I mean, I guess that's great for them, but not so good for you. So when we watched this news clip that they put together in 2020, a simulation that involved, the simulation was for monkeypox. Are we not here? You don't understand. So getting back to the original point, happenstance, coincidence, that on the day they're meeting in Davos and everybody thought this was over. I told you it fucking wasn't over, okay? It wasn't far from over. People, it's over. What are you paying? What are you doing, man? You're beating a dead horse. Well, am I really? You don't understand? What year is this? It's 2022, right? Okay. This is going to go on. for a long time. How long? I don't know. Let's just pick a date. Let's pick 2024. Okay? That's 2 years from now. It's going to go on at least until then, I think afterwards. So sit back and relax. Understand how these criminals plan things. Understand how they roll things out. Understand how they gin up the hype. And I started out by saying Drudge is such a piece of shit. Right? He is in on this, man. He is sold out. You know what's fantastic about it, though? You know, people are smart. He used to have 100 million hits a month on his webpage. That is just massive. That's just massive. 100 million individual people a month. That's not page views, right? That's 100 million people all around the world coming to your website. And now he's gone from that to, like, I think he's at 40. That is just a disaster. If you if you ran a top corporation and you went from $100 million a year to $40 million a year, everybody would be fired. So people are understanding that this guy is full of shit, and he's definitely in on what's going on. And he gins this stuff up, monkeypox now, just like he ginned up the Ukrainian bullshit. I can't even believe it's monkeypox season, really. I still have my Ukrainian decorations up. Watch this video that they put together in March of 2020. And you don't think that they're planning this stuff? And we'll talk about it on the other end when we come back. We got videos for you tonight. We got all kind of stuff. A lot of videos, a lot of analysis and news. And so stick around. And Hotwire's coming tonight. That's the top tier on Pain.tv. And I think we're going to play something from BlackRock tonight. I guess I'm allowed to say that. Some stuff leaked from BlackRock. Stuff leaked from Department of Homeland Security. Where the fuck else can you get this stuff? I don't know. Again, it's almost a rhetorical question because I don't know what other people are doing out there because we're so busy. I used to be able to kind of track it, and the Young Bucks used to kind of keep on top of some of these things. Now it's more sporadic because we're just buried, man. We are buried. We got stuff coming in from all over the place, stuff I can't even get to. And we have Hotwire because we can't say a lot of these things in public. Plain and simple. But don't you think it's odd, before I play this video, don't you think it's odd that a guy like Gates, Bill Gates, he so-called predicts these pandemics? He predicts them. He has no expertise in this stuff. He predicts them, and then he profits from these things. And I've said, if we had a legitimate FBI, they would look into somebody who predicts a pandemic like Nostra fucking Dumas. He's more like Nostra Dumbass. He predicts these things. He's already invested in either the alternative treatment or the vaccines or whatever. And then, oh, lo and behold, there are outbreaks, and he puts money in his pocket, a lot of money. He's a sick fucking guy, him and his entire crew. There is no FBI. There is no law and order in this country. The FBI is there to protect guys like Gates and Fauci and this whole fucking cabal of criminals. So for you folks, my mind is going 1,000 miles an hour, so I'm just going to throw things at you folks. In a friendly way, you folks out there who think that the FBI and the Justice Department are going to put people in jail that are part of the protection racket and part of the establishment, I think you're listening to the wrong place. I think you probably really don't belong here, if you really believe that. Because I've been talking about this for years, and I'm one of the only fucking assholes out here when it comes to this stuff who gets it right. And everybody else gets it wrong. It's very cut and dry. When I say report cards matter, results matter, records matter, I've gotten it right so many times with the FBI and Justice Department. The other folks have gotten it wrong. How many of these other folks have even worked for these guys? So what the fuck do they know? How many of their sources are legitimate? I mean, obviously, none of them are legitimate. They just tell you what you want to hear. Somebody's going to go to jail. You're supposed to feel all warm and fuzzy about that. Like that fucking benefits you. Now, I'll get to it in a moment. I just want to say it while it's in my head. Monkeypox is the new COVID or whatever, the new blah, blah, blah. Of course, it's not new at all. As VM has said, it's a rerun. We'll talk about that. Why now? Why would they do it now? Well, because you're supposed to focus on this and be scared out of your wits. Because they're trying to distract you from other bad things that are happening that if you focused on, you might get really pissed off and decide to lake sweep a motherfucker. Let's go to the videotape.
We now turn to our ongoing coverage of the deadly summer flu outbreak, which continues to spread. 2 weeks ago, researchers in London and Beijing announced that this deadly flu is a man-made engineered strain of H2N2. Today, in Geneva, experts are meeting at the World Health Organization to address these shocking findings. Meanwhile, things are getting worse. There are thousands of suspected cases, and over 100 are reported dead. In both Apulia and Vizhou, medical facilities are overwhelmed with sick people. Around the world, emergency rooms are reporting large numbers of so-called worried well on their doorsteps. Tonight, we explore the question, who developed this genetically engineered virus? How did it come to infect the public, and how can it be stopped? Despite the global nature of this crisis, Apulia has not been forthcoming. For more, we are joined by GNN's science and health correspondent, Luca Davis. Welcome back, Luca.
Glad to be here.
We have a lot of questions at this stage, but first and foremost, where did this virus come from?
No one can say. All we know is that this virus was made in a laboratory, not by nature. And it's different from a typical seasonal flu, or for that matter, from historical pandemic strains.
Do we know who could have done this?
Not yet. But my sources shared a couple of possibilities. Some labs conduct flu research to protect against pandemic strains that might emerge in the future. One of these labs could have created and accidentally released the summer flu. The other possibility my sources are worried about is that someone deliberately released this deadly disease. Either way, creating the strain would have required some complex genetic engineering.
Does this mean only an expert could have done this?
Most people think that's the case, Natalie, but advances in technology are making it easier and cheaper to create disease agents in the lab. For example, back in 2005, experts were able to recreate the 1918 flu that killed 50 million people. And the technology has only gotten better.
This is alarming, Luca. Given everything that's happening, why haven't we heard more from Apulia?
Well, I think the government is worried. They have a lot invested in their growing biotech sector. President Krellen has put his personal reputation on the line, and right now, the best explanations for this new strain are that it was either released by accident or on purpose. Mm-hmm. Either way, there are serious biosafety and biosecurity concerns in Apulia to be investigated and addressed. But it's also important to consider the research itself. Here's one example. Creating this new virus strain probably would have required someone to make or purchase synthetic DNA. Companies that sell these genetic building blocks can screen their orders. Unfortunately, this is a voluntary practice and there are no global standards. Apulia doesn't require this screening, but in fairness, no other country does either. We don't know if better screening could have stopped the creation of the summer flu virus.
Thank you, Luca. As always, we appreciate your careful analysis. After the break, more on the summer flu crisis. Is your flight spreading the disease? How can you protect yourself? Stay tuned.
So the folks on Pain.tv, where we have the ad-free video of the podcast, the ad-free audio of the podcast, I'm going to stick to my mobile here and read a little bit. So bear with me. I won't be looking as poised as I usually am when I talk to the camera. You know what's amazing, too? People say, how do you talk to the camera? And then how do you read the teleprompter? There's no fucking teleprompter here. Teleprompter's in my head. Teleprompter's 35, 40 years of experience doing this stuff. That's what the teleprompter is. Only idiots and phonies need a teleprompter, believe me. I don't care how it sounds coming out, as long as it comes out. VM has checked in and reminds us, the London Times here, 5/11/1987. It's important to know your history, folks. It's important to surround yourself with smart people. Smallpox vaccine triggered AIDS virus. They're talking about smallpox vaccines now for your so-called monkeypox. And the World Health Organization is in the mix, going all the way back. World Health Organization, which masterminded a 13-year campaign, suggested immunization with smallpox vaccine awakened the unsuspected dormant human HIV. They called something different here because it was, at the time, being called many different things. Some experts fear that in obliterating one disease, another disease was transformed from a minor epidemic illness of the third world into the current pandemic. And Fauci, of course, was behind this as well. That's a smallpox vaccine triggered AIDS virus. May 11th, 1987. What time of year is it right now? It's around May 11th, isn't it? Yeah. You don't think there's a playbook here? Folks, surround yourself with smart people or keep it glued here because we are run by smart people. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the people I surround myself with. I don't consider myself the smartest cat in the room, and you should never do that, really. You should understand your deficiencies when it comes to intel and surround your operation with people who complement your weaknesses. Plain and simple. And you don't have to sit here like Sean fucking Hannity and cut guests off every 30 seconds to pretend that we're smart. The smart people keep their yap shut and let the experts talk, and the real bright people, they give them a forum and don't try to pretend that they're the fucking man or the woman. NTI paper, here's a November 2021. Here's results from the 2021 tabletop exercise conducted in partnership with the Munich Security Conference. Now, the previous clip I showed you was from March 2020 about the summer virus. So if I said it was part of this tabletop exercise, it's because I'm completely fucking overwhelmed. I don't even know what my name is most of the time. This is a different thing, obviously. But this tabletop exercise, like I said, was in March 2021. You notice these things are all running in March. COVID started in March. The news clip we just showed was filmed in March. And a year into it, in March 2021, like I said, they were already planning different things, and including this tabletop exercise, which dealt with monkeypox. This is a summary. March 2021. NTI partnered with the Munich Security Conference to conduct a tabletop exercise on reducing high-consequence biological threats. The exercise examined gaps in national and international biosecurity and pandemic preparedness architectures. Yeah, the gaps are, we don't have any pandemic-related biological warfare, chemical weapons. Those are the gaps. We need to create some. Exploring opportunities to improve prevention and response capabilities for high-consequence biological events. The report summarizes the exercise scenario, key findings from the discussion, actionable recommendation for the international community. Oh, that sounds interesting. Nothing to see here, folks, right? We go to the summary of this, and it says, the exercise scenario portrayed a deadly global pandemic involving an unusual strain of monkeypox virus that emerged in the fictional nation of Brinia and spread globally over 18 months. So if you're wondering how long this could potentially last, well, they've already mapped it out, 18 months. Ultimately, the exercise scenario revealed that the initial outbreak was caused by a terrorist attack using a pathogen engineered in a laboratory with inadequate biosafety. That sounds familiar. And biosecurity provisions and weak oversight. By the end of the exercise, the fictional pandemic resulted in more than 3 billion cases and 270 million fatalities worldwide. Boy, they love that, wouldn't they? Just love that many dead people.